This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios. Speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? You better visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That is 208-467-7468.
Welcome to Armed with Truth, a podcast for youth. I'm your host, Lisa Bruneel. My goal here is to empower the youth of today to become a sin-resistant generation. You youth are bombarded by Satan's temptations on every side, especially when it comes to immorality, lust, and pornography. I want to talk about truths that can strengthen you, safeguard you, and bring greater power into your life through the Savior Jesus Christ. Let's get started and be armed with truth. Today's episode focuses on the truth that you are a spirit that was reserved and saved to be born right now at this time in these very days. Ask yourself, what is Heavenly Father's personal message for you right now in this episode of this podcast? The Holy Ghost will testify to you of the exact message Heavenly Father has for you right now, today. There are a lot of crazy things that have happened in the past year, even in just the past few years. The world has changed at what feels like an accelerated rate. It's been hard at times not to be overwhelmed by current events. But I have noticed that feeling of overwhelm or despair is only prevalent when I focus on what's happening in the world. It's when my thoughts are consumed by people's troubles, their tragedies and traumas, the conflicting opinions and the deep divisions. It's when I can't stop thinking about prevalent wickedness and fighting. But if I shift my focus to Christ, to His atonement, and to His imminent second coming, there's a stark contrast to my emotions and thoughts. And that leads to a stark contrast in my words, actions, and behaviors. As we've gathered for general conferences during the past few years, and as I have listened to the words of the living prophets and apostles and leaders of the church, I have felt something new, something different. I have felt peace, but it's not only peace. I have felt excitement. I have felt in my soul the stirrings of who I am and why I am here on the earth right now. I have listened as they have told all of us that these are literally the winding up scenes on the earth and that I am part of preparing the world to usher in the second coming of the Savior. These are the days foretold by every prophet of every previous dispensation. It's a time now that was foretold and looked forward to for thousands of years, and I am here alive to witness it. I feel that excitement in a way that I've never felt before. And it's given me a greater desire and a yearning to truly be part of it. I've been drawn the past few weeks to the worldwide devotional for youth that was given by President Nelson and his wife Wendy in 2018. So today, I want to remind you of their powerful words. We will talk about many of them, but not all of them. So if you haven't listened, or you haven't listened in a long time, go back and listen. It's amazing. All of this was to the youth, to you. One thing that President Nelson said is, just think of the excitement and urgency of it all. Every prophet commencing with Adam has seen our day, and every prophet has talked about our day. when Israel would be gathered and the world would be prepared for the second coming of the Savior. Think of it. Of all the people who have ever lived on planet Earth, we are the ones who get to participate in this final great gathering event. How exciting is that? I love hearing excitement from our prophet. So a few months ago, many of my family members were gathered together in a parking lot, and we stood there laughing and talking about what we had just experienced in the previous hour. We were recounting the different actions that each of us had taken and the things that we had done to come together. It was fun and cool to see how we had each contributed and each felt a part of accomplishing something hard together. It was my son's birthday. We had decided to go to an escape room. Our group ranged from adults down to my youngest daughter, who was 9. Sometimes we think we're pretty awesome and that we can do anything we want. We have some adrenaline junkies in the family, some creative hearts, some analytical minds, but most of all, we all have a desire for fun and adventure. And this was no Mount Everest, mind you. It was just a game. But we came to conquer. So when we arrived, of course, we requested to do the hardest room that they had, the Titanic. We had 1 hour to escape or we would all die. We started in 2 separate rooms that came together as tasks were completed and codes were deciphered. We all put our minds to work. Time was ticking, always ticking, but we worked together pretty well. And that's amazing considering we can also have some serious all-out wars in our family. Nearing the end of our time, we had one final code and action to finish. It was getting intense because time was running out. And then just moments before the buzzer that would signal our death, we cracked it. We knew what we needed. And in the final second for our escape, my youngest daughter squeezed under a wire gate and grabbed the actual key that freed us from the room. And we did it. We beat the time. We were cheering and hugging and congratulating each other like it was some super important thing. Even though it was just a game, it was exhilarating. So later, of course, the way my mind works, I couldn't help but draw a parallel to life and how everyone is needed. Everyone's contribution matters. As we came together in that game, our contributions came together and we did a hard thing. As we come together, we can do things we never thought we could do. In these times in the history of the earth, as we take part in the preparation for the coming of the Lord, we need everyone. Everyone counts, and everyone plays an important part. That everyone includes you. One of my favorite scriptures is found in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. I feel like I'm always talking about my favorite scriptures, but then I come upon more that are my favorites, and I have so many favorites. I think maybe that's why I can be a mom of 8 kids, and still all of them are my favorites too. So anyway, back to Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2. Really, the whole chapter is about the last days, and it's amazing. But here's verse 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon them. The glory of the Lord is upon us. It's upon you and upon me. If we look at the topical guide under Jesus Christ, glory of, it tells us that the glory of the Lord is the fullness of the majesty of God. It's revealed in the world and made known unto men. It's an outward and visible manifestation of divine presence. Those are the things that are upon us. Those are the things that change us, that make us different, that make us peculiar as a people. They are the things that make us His. Each of us were saved, held in reserve to be born at this time in the history of the world. It was no accident that you were sent to earth right now at this time and in your specific place. God has a work for you to do. You're a chosen spirit. He sent you to the earth with every attribute, strength, and divine quality that you would need to accomplish your work. Let's turn back now to some of the words from the prophet at the Worldwide Youth Devotional. He said, "Tonight we want you to know that the gathering of Israel ultimately means offering the gospel of Jesus Christ to God's children on both sides of the veil, who have neither made crucial covenants with God nor received their essential ordinances. Later on, in this last general conference, the prophet taught us what the meaning of Israel is. Israel is a people who are willing to let God prevail in their lives. So, if we combine both of those quotes from President Nelson, we can see that our work is to gather people that are willing to let God prevail in their lives. And as we gather them, we share with them the truths of the gospel, and then they make covenants with Heavenly Father and join us in the work of gathering others. This work can be done in so many ways. God will lead you to the exact way He has for you. A bit later in the devotional, President Nelson went on to say, "My dear extraordinary youth, you were sent to earth at this precise time, the most crucial time in the history of the world, to help gather Israel. There is nothing happening on this earth right now that is more important than that. There is nothing of greater consequence, absolutely nothing. This gathering should mean everything to you. This is the mission for which you were sent to earth." He then invited every young woman and every young man between the ages of 12 and 18 to enlist in the youth battalion of the Lord to help gather Israel. Even though I'm a lot older than 18, I wanted to join in the cause too. I love that he called it the youth battalion. You are God's army, and God's glory is upon you. And then the prophet told the youth things that will help them to be part of this battalion. He first testified of the power of the Book of Mormon, and then he listed five invitations. You may have acted on those invitations then in 2018. Whether you did or not, you can act on them again right now. So I invite you to go back and review the prophet's words and counsel about each of the five invitations, but I'll tell you what the five are right now. 1, hold a 7-day fast from social media. 2, make a weekly sacrifice of time to the Lord for 3 weeks. 3, keep on the covenant path. If you are off, repent and get back on the path. 4, pray daily that all of God's children might receive the blessings of the gospel of Jesus Christ. 5, stand out, be different, be a light. Give to a friend 1 copy of the booklet for the Strength of Youth. I know that acting on these invitations will help bring the glory of the Lord upon you. Now, what if you're not really feeling it here? What if you're not feeling prepared or strong or excited? What if you're actually questioning if you even want to be a part of all of this? What if you're questioning other things like the truthfulness of the church or the prophet Joseph Smith or policies or words from past or present prophets? What if you're questioning your worth or you're overcome by doubts and depression? What if you're caught in sin or you're on a path that's leading you away from all of this? What if you feel cynical, apathetic, or even rebellious against the church and all that it stands for? What if you feel shame? Shame of who you are inside. Shame that you don't fit in, or you don't belong, or you don't have a place, or that you just aren't good enough for all of this. And what if you're just uninterested? What if any one or even all of these things together are the things that you feel? Then what? Does any of this even matter? Do the prophet's words even apply to you? Does the Lord's battalion mean anything? I testify to you that it does. In fact, would it surprise you to know that you are exactly where you need to be right now, in this moment? Even if you feel any or all of these feelings, you are exactly who you are and exactly where God needs you to be. And right now in this moment, God is still calling you to heed the words of His living prophet. He is still calling you to join the Lord's battalion and to be part of His work. Join in spite of your questions, in spite of your doubts, in spite of your weakness or sin. Not only are you being called to come and join, but you are being promised blessings that you can't even fathom if you do. And even more, when you do decide to come and join the Lord's battalion, Your past will not hold you back from any of the promised blessings. No, not your sins, not your weaknesses. They, in fact, will become part of your strength and part of your unwavering testimony of Christ. As you repent and as you shed the shackles of Satan's chains, whether they be sin, depression, doubts, questions, feelings that you don't belong, and any others, as each link of those chains are broken by the redeeming love and power of Jesus Christ, your personal stories will not hinder you any longer. Christ can take anything that we think is ugly, deplorable, or pathetic and turn it for good. Instead of those ashes of the past weighing you down or holding you back, they will be turned to beauty, and your personal story of redemption through the Savior Jesus Christ will actually give you increased strength and power that cannot be overcome by Satan. You will be mighty, you will have the glory of the Lord upon you, and you will be able to help others who are trapped in Satan's chains, just as you were, to also come to Christ and to join in his cause because of where you have been and what you have experienced. So Heavenly Father needs you. He needs your personal story, your personal experiences, and you need him. You need to be part of the Lord's battalion, and the blessings that come to you will be blessings that will blow you away. President Nelson said, "Our Heavenly Father has reserved many of his most noble spirits, perhaps I might say his finest team, for this final phase. Those noble spirits, those finest players, those heroes are you. I add my testimony to the prophets that you are the Lord's battalion and that his glory, his divine presence is upon you." Here are today's truth takeaways. We live in the day when Israel will be gathered and the earth will be prepared for the second coming of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord has called you through his living prophet, President Nelson, to join the youth battalion and to gather Israel. You are a vital and needed part in the work of the Lord. You are invited to be part of his work and to receive his great blessings. Sin, weakness, questions, doubt, and anything in your past cannot and will not keep you from the blessings of joining the Lord's battalion. As you join the Lord in his work, the glory of the Lord will be upon you. Let's return to our first question. What is the personal message God has for you today? Is he inviting you to learn more about a specific truth, to make a change or take a specific action? As you act on the truths you have learned, greater power will come into your life, the power and strength to follow Jesus Christ. I can't wait to hear what you do. You can let me know on Facebook and Instagram at Armed with Truth Podcast. Keep coming back. Heavenly Father has so much more in store for you here on Armed with Truth. Thanks for joining me here today on Armed with Truth. As we learn truth together, we become more valiant disciples of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, a stronger part of his battalion, and a truly sin-resistant generation.